from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian passenger plane crashed near Moscow soon after takeoff, killing all 71 on board. Investigators say they're looking at all possible causes. AirSafe.com founder Todd Curtis tells VOA the fact a single crash site does not exist indicates the plane might have broken apart in midair.
There are any number of things that could cause this sort of thing to happen. In fact, in 2011, another aircraft, the same model, was in a flight test mode where it went into a high-speed situation and lost control and literally shook apart in midair.
The plane crashed on a domestic flight. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country delivered severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces and vowed to take further action after two separate airstrikes following the downing of an Iranian drone over Israeli territory. Trinity University Middle East scholar David Lesh tells VOA he was not surprised at the Israeli strikes.
This type of confrontation had been percolating for some time. Israel's been carrying out attacks, usually from Lebanese territory by air, against suspected Hezbollah, an Iranian, and even some Syrian targets.
One of the Israeli warplanes was shot down, but it crashed in northern Israel, and one of two crewmen was injured there. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson beginning talks in the region with stops in Jordan, Turkey, Lebanon, Egypt, and Kuwait. Egyptian security forces killed 12 militants, arrested 92, continuing crackdown in Sinai, part of the campaign to crush Islamist insurgents, blamed for a string of attacks, including a mosque attack that killed 300. This is VOA News. A high-level North Korean delegation back in Pyongyang now after 3 days in South Korea for the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met 4 times with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, with a personal letter from her brother inviting Moon to visit North Korea at his earliest convenience. Korean Society Senior Director Stephen Norper tells VOA the meetings and the offer should be treated very seriously.
And it comes at a crucial time of regional tensions. So it's important to give our chief ally, meaning South Korea, the space to experiment with this inter-Korean relations aspect and see if they can't make progress. At the very least, it lessens tensions for a while.
Vice President Mike Pence in South Korea for the Olympic Games said there is no daylight between the U.S., South Korea, and Japan on the need to isolate North Korea economically and diplomatically until they abandon their nuclear and missile programs. Pacific Island of Tonga, state of emergency right now as it prepares for Cyclone Gita. Storm is currently a Category 4. Forecasters expect it to grow to Category 5 by the time it strikes Tonga today. Residents can expect soaking rains and winds that can exceed 200 kilometers per hour. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson met with displaced Rohingya Muslims hours after meeting with Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar's capital.
My real concern now is that when we get people back from the camps over this bridge into this reception center, they're not just going to stay there in a new camp. That's why we need international agencies, the UN, to supervise. And that was the point I was making to Aung San Suu Kyi this morning.
Myanmar and Bangladesh recently agreed to a repatriation plan for the Rohingyas. 2017 Ibrahim Prize for Achievement in African Leadership has been awarded to Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, former president of Liberia. Prize committee praised Sirleaf for what they described as her exceptional and in transformative leadership in the face of what they said was unprecedented and renewed challenges. Sirleaf, the first elected female head of state in Africa. Latest now from the Olympics, Canada locked into a hold on gold in the team figure skating event after some really great performances by Patrick Chan and Gabriel Daleman today, with Chan leading 2 quads early in the free skate that is on a way to winning the Olympic gold. Also, Jamie Anderson defending her title in Olympics women's slopestyle snowboarding to give the U.S. its second gold at the Winter Games. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.